Live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
We've had a 4-minute cannon on the riverside, so we're going to throw straight down to head commentator Joe Whitwell. Joe, are you there?
I am there. Thank you. We should be heading into the 1-minute cannon any second now. The weather here has got a little bit more cool. The sun's gone in. My sunglasses are up. There is a slight seriousness falling over the river for the final two divisions. That is the W1, who we have now, and later the men's one. I'm going to give you the rundown just as the 1-minute cannon goes in the background. At the head of this division, we have Downing W1, Keys W1, and Emmanuel W1. They have neither been bumped or bumped so far. It's a remarkably steady standing at the top of this division. They are followed by Jesus W1, Clare W1, First and Third W1, Newnham W1, Christ W1, LMBC W1, Girton W1, Queens W1, Pembroke W1, Churchill W1, Peterhouse W1, St. Cat's W1, Jesus W2, Jesus the only college who have two boats in this division. Jesus going to be chased by Selwyn W1 and the sandwich boat who have already rowed today are Murray Edwards. They're just being pushed out now. It's really important for Maybums that they are pushed all the way out. They don't want to be caught getting blades caught in that greenery. There are just two other commentators joining me. We have Rosa up on Grassy, Juan, who will be covering Ditton and the Long Reach, and they are off. When I pass up to Juan later, if he sounds exhausted, he will be rushed between Ditton and Long Reach. They are off, and Downing and Keys and Emmanuel W1 all look to be settling into a nice steady rhythm. I would not be surprised if they all row over and maintain that dominant three standing at the top of this division. Downing W1 are just going past me now. I am down on the Long Reach and they are looking very, very strong. They're looking settled. They're looking balanced. They're looking like they have a plan and they know exactly what they're doing. Keys are falling a little bit back from Downing, but they too are looking very strong. They are obviously desperate for headship on this penultimate day. Emmanuel W1 are taking a very, very tight line, trying to pull in and finally get a bump on Keys W1. It's going to be a torturous row for them. Going past now, I have Jesus W1 again. Looks like they are holding station. They are followed by Claire W1. Claire W1 looking a little bit less settled. They are being chased down by First and Third W1, who are being chased down by Newnham W1. It looks like a very, very settled division, actually. There have been no bumps so far that I've seen down here on the first post. Obviously, these are the best boats on the river, so it isn't surprising that we don't have that usual jostling. I'm going to throw up now to Rosa, who is on Grassy, to see if she has found any closing between Keys and Emmanuel W1. Rosa, to you.
Yes, thank you, Joe. So I've just had Downing run past me, and they're on station with Keys. Both boats looking very strong, nice tight lines around Grassy. I have Emma, who's about two boat lengths away from Keys, so I don't think Emma are going to be catching Keys as of yet. And there's a bigger gap now between Jesus and Emma, about three boat lengths, I'd say. So again, that's quite an ambitious bump, if indeed they are going for a bump. And there is, again, about a three-length gap between Claire and Jesus. Claire being chased down really quickly by Fat. And there's about a half a boat length between them. Fat have, they both have nice lines round Grassy, actually. There's about a half a length between Fat and Newnham, so it's going to be quite tight. Claire are now pushing round that corner, probably at a faster pace. They've got a slightly higher stroke rate than Fat. Newnham has... half a length has increased to about a length. Let's go back to Joe.
Thank you. I am down on the first purse. We have our first bump of this division. Jesus W2, who indeed got blades last year. They are having a very good campaign. They have bumped St. Catherine's W1.
To Rosa.
And back to Rosa up at Grassy. What are you seeing?
So Girton are closing in really quickly on LMBC. We're going to see if they have a tighter line around Grassy. Girton have a wider line around Grassy. LMBC have a very nice tight line. guys can now look like they're again. They're closing in on NBC. It looks like there's quite possibly going to be a bump round Gitton. If Tim, who's the Girton Cox, gets a nice tight low around that. Let's go back to Joe.
So all the events of this division appear to be happening down here at the very start. We've just had a bump. Murray Edwards have bumped Selwyn W1. Murray Edwards were the sandwich boat at the very bottom of this division. That means they don't have to row twice tomorrow. They'll be very pleased with that. And of course, the next two boats, we saw a bump from Jesus W2 bumping St. Catherine's W1. So obviously I'm seeing Furlish being put in here and some very disappointed team. Further back up the course, Rosa, what are you seeing?
And Queens are speeding down the division, so there quite possibly might be a bump there. I can't see anyone holding it up at the moment. There's going to be something to look for on the long reach. All of the boats have now gone past because obviously all the four boats at the bottom of the division have bumped out. Juan, can you see anything on the long reach?
Yes, I'm now in the process of running along the long reach to try and catch it with the boats. We've just had the first four boats run past with lots of distance between them, so that's Downing, Keys, Emma and Jesus. It looks like we're going to get a bump, though, on between Newnham and first and third. They are very, very, very close. There is overlap, so I'm expecting there to be a bump very, very shortly. And just behind them, we have Christ W1. Looking back at the river, just coming along, we can see Girton just in the distance. And with that, we're just looking along. There is quite a lot of distance actually on the long reach now. Those four in the lead and the first and third Newnham one, which are in a very strong contest. I'm just looking back now, and it's not actually Queens I'm seeing, but it's Queens. And they are involved in quite a bit of a struggle with Pembroke. It looks as if Pembroke are just about to catch, get a bit of an overlap on Queens. You can hear lots and lots of shouting around me as people realise that Pembroke are going to get a bump at Queens. The Cox is just about to concede, I think, and we're just waiting on that now. And just behind them, we've got Churchill. Churchill, who still have quite a bit of distance to make on Pembroke, but they are still on for blades, should they manage to make up that distance. We just have had a bump, that being Queens being bumped by Pembroke. The two are now pulling over to the side, just halfway along the long reach. So we have one there. So it looks like Churchill are going to have quite a long row over, so they are not going to maintain blades. They will just row along the long reach. We'll now go back to Joe.
Thank you, Juan. Running along from Ditton to the long reach, a very athletic effort. I'll give you a brief moment of respite as we go through the standings as I think we have them. I'm going to put it that Downing, Keys, Emma, Jesus, Claire may have all rode over. Newnham, we may have got a bump on first and thirds, but we need to confirm that. Christ rode over. LNBC, we believe have rode over. Girton, again, we believe rode over. We have a bump from Pembroke W1 onto Queens W1. Churchill rode over, Peterhouse have rode over, and then at the very bottom of the division, we have the most activity of this division. Jesus W2 did bump St. Catherine's W1. They've just rode past me in Furlage, and Murray Edwards, formerly the sandwich boat, have bumped Jesus W1. So Jesus will be the sandwich boat. I'm going to throw back up to Juan. Have you seen anything new from Peterhouse or Churchill?
No, I haven't. Peterhouse have just gone past, and they are still a long, long way behind Churchill, so I'm not sure there's going to be any suggestion of bumps going on there. I have a long way to get to the boats that are right at the top of the division, so I'm not entirely sure what's there, but I will clear that up when I get the results to you later. So back to Joe.
Good. Thank you. In that case, I will run through those results. I'll do my best to get them right. Downing, Keys and Emmanuel W1 all rode over. Jesus rode over. Claire rode over. First and third may have been bumped by Newnham. We'll have to get that confirmed by Juan when he cycles up for the final results. Christ and LNBC have rode over. Girton have rode over. Pembroke bumped Queens W1. Churchill W1 have rode over. they may no longer be on for Blades, but we'll have to confirm that. Peterhouse W1 have rode over, and then we have that event at the bottom of the division with Jesus W2 bumping St. Catherine's W1. Jesus, as a college, have two boats in the division. Both have bumped up, thank you for that, I believe. And Murray Edwards W1 have also bumped up on Selwyn W1. I'm going to throw over to the studio now until we get those finalised results.
Thank you very much, Joe, for your work down on the river. Definitely an interesting division there. Thanks very much, and we await those confirmed results from Juan.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
It is indeed time for some results. We've got Juan down on the riverside. Juan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And what are our confirmed results for W1?
Yes, well, I have confirmation that there were a total of 5 bumps in that division, so I'll just run through in order. So Downing, Keys, Emma, Jesus, Claire, and first and third all rode over. We then had a bump, Christ bumped up on Newnham, then Girton rode up on LMBC, Pembroke bumped up on Queens, then we had Churchill and Peterhouse both rowing over, Jesus 2 bumped up on St. Cats, and then finally, Kings, who were the sandwich boat for that division, bumped up on Selwyn. So those are the results.